If you're a woman and you are so tired of the freaking drama that maybe you bring into your own life, I want to introduce you to Brittany because she is helping women stop the drama and focus on their growth. And I really, really love her and her mission and what she is. And she has a podcast and a business called Rooted Within Her. She's doing a 40-day challenge where you can, go there and it's spiritually, mentally, physically. It's all about getting better as a woman in whatever situation that you're in, right? Some of us are moms and some of us are corporate leaders, all that great stuff. But she is amazing. And I think you're going to really find a lot of great nuggets in this conversation. All right, here we go. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And today I am so excited because I have Brittany Boss up here, y'all. Okay. She is the founder of Rooted Within Her Consulting. She's a woman veteran, a therapist, and an unapologetic champion for mental wellness, wealth, and purpose. So from her military to C-suite, now she's not playing any games, all right? Brittany's journey is all about breaking limits, building confidence, helping women step into who they are without all the drama, y'all, okay? Because, yeah, we got some drama up in here, okay? So through her books, podcasts, coaching, she is on a mission to help women heal, thrive, and rise, rooted in purpose and in power. What's up, Brittany? Welcome to Straight Talk.
Hey, Nina. I'm excited to be a guest on your podcast. Thank you for inviting me.
I am so excited. Yeah, I was on yours and that was super fun. And I love your energy and how intelligent you are and your articulation, the way you want to do things. And you want to do it rooted in Christ and rooted in helping others. And I am on the same mission. So I love everything you're about. So before I start like getting all like bragging on who you are and all that, let's know a little bit more about you. So tell us a little bit more about you, Brittany.
Well, you already mentioned I'm an author, I'm a veteran, and I'm a holistic mental health therapist. So that has really shaped my journey to being the woman that I am today, to be able to help so many women, which became the birth that's of Rooted Within Her. That's how I became the CEO and founder of that. I've had so many different businesses and, you know, it's just been a journey throughout it, but Rooted Within Her is really here to stay because it's really helped me and it's my personal journey as well as helping so many other women to really rediscover their purpose, rediscover their identity in Christ, but really focus on healing and rebuilding. And that was something that I saw a lot of my own clients and just even with my own journey of being able to truly heal. Because everything that we do is going to come out of something. And so we have to get to the root. And as a therapist, I get to help people all the time, look at their childhood. And that's why I really love being able to help people do it from a mental, physical, and spiritual perspective, knowing that it's a whole thing. You can't just do one without the other. We have to be rooted in Christ and we have to do it the right way. And it just makes a difference of allowing your light to shine. And I just noticed like the more I would get in God's word, the more I would smile, the more I would just be truly happy. And those around me were just like, wow, I see the difference in you. And I was like, okay, we need to spread this light to so many other people because they just don't know.
They don't know what they don't know, right? Let's dig into that a little bit because you mentioned it a couple times, like your own personal journey, because all of us get here in this entrepreneurial role when we're trying to really help someone else. It's usually because we have been through some things, right? Okay. That's what usually gets us to become a little bit wiser and know how to get out of things. So talk to us a little bit about that. Take us through your journey a little bit, if you don't mind.
Oh my goodness. Well, I just wrote my book called Unapologetically Divorced. And it's so funny because so many people think it's immediately about marriage. And yes, that inspired my journey of going through my own personal divorce. But from a mental health perspective, I wanted to be written. I wanted to be different. And so I wrote it from helping women understand what are all the parts of your life that you need to divorce. What other parts of your life are no longer serving you? And so we have to do the internal work. And I know so many times people don't want to do that. And so for myself, I went through a very traumatic divorce and it got to a point to where I realized a lot of people couldn't help me. Like, literally, I'm like, hey, how did you get through this? And literally, people would tell me, oh, I don't know, he just left. You know, I'm like, well, that's not helping me with everything that I have going on. And so I just had to realize that, you know, it's okay to make that decision. But once I got to a place to make my decision to really leave, that's when I started seeing a whole lot of things. And so you get to really know people behind closed doors compared to, you know, that's the world season.
Right, right, right.
It's okay to make your decision. And as I started to do that, more and more women came to me and said, you know, this is remarkable. Thank you for showing your strength. Or, you know, I probably should have left years ago, but I didn't. And just really being able to help women and realize that, okay, I am being that strength and that ability to show people, like, if you notice that something's no longer serving you, it's okay. But on the other side of that, as a therapist, I felt like I was living a double life in a sense, because here I am telling people to leave and do these, or helping them make the best decision for them, but I wasn't doing that for myself. And when I really had to take a step back and say, okay, what is it that I'm willing to no longer accept? What do I need to do for me? Then that's when I realized, like, wow, like, there is so much more to life than being in your comfort zone. And to be honest, I was afraid at first.
Yeah. You know, it's very interesting. I think a lot of us do that, right? Like, we have such clarity sometimes when it comes to helping others. Right. And such muck when it comes to helping ourselves, right? And right. I think it's just, it's very interesting that our brains work that way. And I think it's that fear thing, right? So when we do it for ourselves, fear literally comes up like a wall, and it becomes very difficult to maneuver. But with someone else, you're not fearful for them. You know that you can help them get through it. I think we're going to have to kind of see our situations like that, right, Brittany? Like, you're going to have to be that third party in that scenario. Do you agree with that?
I agree, but also I feel like a lot of times we know what we need to do deep down inside, waiting on other people to tell us.
Yeah.
Funny story.
Yeah.
I was literally going through I had literally just made my decision and took my kids to spring break. So at that time I was a school counselor, I was doing all these things, and like my plate was so full, it should not even been that full. Like, it's only by the grace of God that I'm still alive.
Right.
But literally, I went on this cruise, and you know, we're praying for God to give us a sign, even though we like literally filed the paperwork. And after I did that, I'm on this cruise, and I met like four different families, different ethnicities, different backgrounds. And I was like, I'm not going to share anything personal, but every time the conversation led to something personal. And when I tell you, it was all confirmation. It was so much confirmation. I remember going back into my cruise cabin and just curling up in the bed. And I was just like, Lord, I'm scared, you know, because this doesn't just affect me. It affects my children. Yeah. And just really having the confirmation, the words that people would say to me as in, you know, you got to keep moving forward and doing the things that you have to do. There's a reason why you got to this place and you have to keep moving forward. And just them sharing their stories of how God has really transformed their lives and how they like met someone else and life has been so different and, you know, all these things. And I'm like, okay, we hold on to what we see right now, but God has something so much better for us if we would just trust him.
Yeah. And I think that's the key right there, right? Is the trusting him, because it is, it's in those moments that you have to actually make a decision whether you're going to trust him or not. And because a lot of times, oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, this was amazing. You did all this stuff for me. But as soon as it don't go our way, we don't trust him no more. You know, like, let's just keep it real, right? We should. I struggle with those things too, right? I think it's that human nature in us, right? To be worshiping and in love and going through all the stuff with the Lord when he's doing so many amazing things in your life. When you don't realize that even the dark moments are amazing things in your life, right? Because that's what's going to create you into, like, basically what you're doing today. Like, you've taken all of those emotions and things and your expertise as a therapist and all of the struggles and the fears and everything else, and you're helping women break through those limiting beliefs, right? And you wouldn't have been able to do that without the experience, right?
Oh yes.
God is good like that. We don't realize it, but when you're going through, you know, I always tell people, when you're going through use that to make compost and go grow something beautiful. You know, compost grows beautiful things, right? So garbage grows beautiful things. So I know that you've gone from military service to therapist to entrepreneur. And, you know, I'm just wondering how this journey of yours has shaped your mission to help women, right? Because you're helping them build wealth and wellness. You're helping them, you know, find their true self, what's rooted within her. So talk to me about your journey.
Oh my gosh. Like, well, in the military, it was a great experience because I got a chance to meet people from all across the world. But I realized it wasn't for me because you have to follow directions. And
yeah, just a little.
Also, I realized that there's people in places to make decisions that don't have the experience or the expertise that is needed. And it only took a couple of stories for me to find out, like, this is not for me, because I had some sergeants share stories about how, like, people are literally life or death situations. Mm. And they got wrote up because they saved people's lives. And I'm like, wait a minute, I thought that's what we're supposed to be doing here. But
right.
You find out behind the scenes, and I just was like, okay, this is not for me, but I'm grateful for the people that I met. And so from there, I ended up working in the car industry for people who didn't pay their car notes. So that was interesting. I learned a lot, but I was just like, okay, Lord, I know you have something greater. Like, I was always at the top. I would always get the bonuses. I remember one time I went on a week trip and came back and I was still at the top. People were like, how did she get the bonus? I'm like, favor is not fair, honey.
I love that. Favor is not fair.
I ended up in the classroom because one of my friends, she kept saying, how about you get an education? And I was like, girl, I don't want to deal with people's kids. The kids are bad. But ended up doing it, and it was life changing. Like, I literally, I tell this story all the time. I taught math, and I was literally about to get my purse and walk out. I was like, look, I am not used to, you know, this type of behavior. I'm used to you tell somebody to sit down and they sit down.
Right.
Like, this was a lot, but I didn't realize God was taking those skills and qualities out of me that I would need later on in life. And so, you know, dealing with challenging situations really helped me to really dig deep and get to know who I really am. And just knowing that, okay, with students, if you show them that you love them, they will work very hard for you. And being able to deal with confrontation, which led me to being in administrator roles and being departments of chairs and being able to be a school counselor. And that role, I tell you, is not for the weak. When you are dealing with parents who are cursing you out, you're dealing with staff that don't want to listen. I'm like, I thought I was a school counselor. But all of those things prepare me for the journey of being able to confront confrontation. And even in the midst of being a therapist, being able to tell people, like, look, it's not right. What you're doing is not right. You have to do something different. Because growing up, I never could voice my opinion or say anything. And I realized that affects you when you become an adult. And people take advantage of you. And so everything in my life has been preparing me for the next level. But it also helped me realize my purpose of being able to make people laugh in the midst of their pain. Mm-hmm. Because as I looked over my journey, I was like, wow, like, I've done a lot of different things at my age. But it all comes down to God was shaping me and getting me prepared to know my purpose. And again, that is to make people laugh in the midst of their pain. So at first you're like, okay, I know I'm not meant to be a comedian. But as you go through the journey, I'm like, oh, Lord, that's what it is. So even, you know, in going through, like, people who are going through their divorces or going through different things, being able to help them find the light. As a therapist, you're meeting with people from all different walks of life. When they come to you, they want you to fix it. And I can't fix it. We have to work together. But being able to help them laugh through that journey, to me, that is what puts the biggest smile on my face.
I think that's cool, right? I think anything that we can do to bring humor, like, you know, my family, they are, I think we're all a little bit dark in the dark humor that we have, right? Because I'll look at a situation, it's a bad situation. I'll just start, like, my mind just starts, like, thinking about how this could be funny, you know? And I'm just like, okay, Nina, let's stop. This is serious, you know, this is serious. And I think that's a good thing and a gift from God. I really believe that, because we take a lot of the things that happen in this world way too to the chest, way too seriously. And yes, there are serious things that happen. Of course, you know that because you're a therapist, but, like, there are some things that we should not keep carrying with us for generations to generation. You know what I mean? Like, there are some things that need to be left. It's done. You know, otherwise we get in this cycle where we're stuck, right? And so mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about that, like, because you're working with women now. So what practical steps are you, like, helping these women with or recommending these women who feel stuck in their cycles? Because here's a couple things that you said that I really loved. One is that you said, even those experiences I used, and then you went to another experience and you used those experiences. And I think people think that it's all or nothing. Like, they either have to know it all or they know nothing. And that's not true. I love that, Brittany. You said that you have used all of the experiences to do what you do today. So how do we help these women get unstuck if they're in this cycle?
Oh my gosh. First, you have to admit what is going on. You know, I find that a lot of times people come and I have to tell them straight up. Like, I'm like, first, what brought you here? And some will tell you, I don't know, my husband said I need to come, or the doctor sent me. I'm like, I can't even tell what kind of session this is going to be. Mm-hmm, but you have to be able to look at yourself. And really, it's about unpeeling the layers back. Like I tell people, it's like an onion. We have to unpeel the layers back. And so first, it starts with acknowledging, you know, what role did you play? What role? And once we do that, then we're able to really dig deep and see, okay, what is I need to do differently? Because if I keep doing the same thing, I'm going to keep getting the same results.
Yeah.
So once you look at everything, you see it is for what it is, taking, removing your emotions out of it. So one thing I teach a lot of my clients is called bullet journaling, where they're able to separate the emotion from what actually took place. Because let's be real, our mind, the mind is so powerful. Our mind gets to telling us something happened. You're like, wait a minute, that, not all of that. All of that didn't really happen. But you know what? It sounds good. I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
And so I teach them to do bullet journaling. And I say this is important. Because in a month from now, when we look back at this, I need to be able, we both need to be able to see what really happened separated from our emotions. And so starting with that, acknowledging what's going on, doing the bullet journaling, helping yourself to really say, okay, where, what is going wrong? What's really happening? Because a lot of times we even paint a picture thinking that it's so beautiful when it's really not.
Yeah.
And so that's the piece that really gets a lot of people. In our mind, we want this to be like this. So we're like, oh, well, you know, he did this or she did that. And they didn't do any of that. That was what they used to do or what they did to get you.
Yeah. That's good. That's
not happening right now.
Yeah. That's interesting, isn't it? I think it's because we always have like this fantasy of what we would like. You know, right. I remember that growing up, like, you know, we would, my father never claimed me on it. You know, he never claimed me. He's not, his name is not on my birth certificate. He didn't claim me, but I knew who he was because he randomly would come like once a year or whatever. But I remember just as a little girl making up stories about this amazing father. And, you know, I kept that story for a long time. And it wasn't until I became older that I realized, wait a minute, he was actually a piece of crap. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I doing? Like defending this man who did nothing for me. But that was a great revelation. Like once I got that revelation, I was able to stop living that lie of this amazing man that came once a year, if that. You know what I mean? And I think that's very important. You're right. Acknowledgement. I love that. So we just need to get real with getting real, right? That's we need to just really get real. And I think that's a hard thing to do, Brittany, because, you know, sometimes you are maybe in the midst of your career, or maybe you're in the midst of starting your business, or maybe you're getting some traction out there on social media. Now, if you become real, what's going to happen? Right? Because a lot of times we have to make ourselves into this thing in order to have other people like us, I guess. I'm not sure. Although I'm seeing a big downfall of all of the social media influencers. And I think it's because all of their garbage is coming out because you're lying. You're lying for the clickbait, right? And now there's so much more information that we're getting that people are just done with the garbage. Like they just want a real person. Like, and we just have a real freaking person. You know what I mean? And I know that that's what you're helping, right? I believe I was reading on your bio that you are you work with mompreneurs and corporate clients. Am I right on that?
Yes. Okay.
You
do so much. And so that's why I was like, okay, how can I get away from the one-on-one? Because to be honest, I got to a place where I was burnt out.
Yeah.
You know, because when people come, it's so much. And the sessions are, you know, for billing purposes, you know, an hour. And it's a lot, and really, you need way more than that, you know. And sometimes people come on a steady basis, sometimes they don't, and for, you know, various reasons, because of their finances and things of that nature. And so I was like, how can I make more of an impact? And being in the corporate space has allowed me to be able to make that impact and really educate those who are high up, because they're a lot of times removed from their employees and what their employees are actually doing on a daily basis. And so I'm able to say, like, no, we're doing too much. They're doing too much. And that's why we need you to understand what's going on, especially when people haven't really been in your shoes. They really don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, going through a divorce, for example. Sometimes people really don't get it. They're just like, oh, okay. It's like,
yeah. And that's taxing. I was divorced too. That was really taxing and heavy. And I have, you know, two kids. So it was heavy on them as well. So it was not a good time. It was not a good time. Right. And I know that you're, since you're working with all these corporate clients and mompreneurs and people who are in leadership, I'm just wondering, like, what are some mindset shifts that are like non-negotiable, right? What mindset shifts are non-negotiable for these women to really lead with the confidence that they should be leading in and start changing the dynamics, like building generational wealth in their life, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it really starts with acknowledging your self-limiting beliefs. And so a lot of times we start going through that, realizing, okay, what is it that you are believing that, and we go all the way back to childhood. And so a lot of times that's the hard part, because especially once you've made it to a certain point in your life, I noticed that it's really hard for a lot of women to really say, let me look at my childhood.
Yeah.
Or the first thing they say is, oh, no, nothing happened. But when we start looking at it, you know, something did happen. You might have been bullied. Someone said something, and come to find out those words have stuck with them all throughout those years. And that's why they feel the need to have to work so hard to get the accolades, to do all these things, when it's not about that. And so then people, we start working on, okay, are we covering up our desire to want to be loved or valued and appreciated by working so hard? So now you've become a workaholic. And they're like, oh my gosh, you know, start crying. And I'm like,
I know, Brittany, stop reading my resume out here. Don't be reading my resume. What's wrong with you?
And I can speak to that because I've been there. You know, I was the person that was working all the time. Like, when I look back, I'm like, wow, like, really? Like, how in the world? You know, we think that we're doing a great job, but we're doing all these things, right? We're showing up for our kids, we're doing all these things, trying to be there for everyone, but we're not there for ourselves.
Mm.
That's where our cup is completely empty. As I tell people, depleted.
I mean, your books and your podcasts emphasize this, right? You're always talking about healing as the foundation for success and all of that stuff. So you and mental health, right? Mental health plays a big role. So I'm just wondering how women can start doing that. Like, how can all of us out here who are workaholics, all right, whatever, you know, how do you, like, give us like a tip or two on how we can start to prioritize mental health and our wellness and self-care without all the freaking guilt, right?
Oh,
because you always feel guilty if you can't do something for someone, especially your kids. Or your spouse, you know, if you have a good spouse, because sometimes we don't feel guilty if they're jerks, right? But if they're a good spouse, you feel guilty about it. How do we prioritize that, right? I think that's something that, even though I've built a good business and all that kind of stuff, I always feel like a little guilty if I'm taking time to do those things, right? So how do we, what can we do? What kind of shifts can we make?
Well, first, it starts with our mindset. And like I tell everybody, it starts with our mindset, because if we have to really acknowledge, how do we view taking care of ourselves? Mm. And if growing up, we were never able to have that time or do anything for us, or maybe you didn't have a childhood, then that does make you feel very guilty, because you don't know that's foreign to you. Mm-hmm. And so starting out, like I tell you, anything new is going to feel, it's going to challenge you, because it's out of your comfort zone. But we have to change our viewpoint of self-care, prioritizing ourselves, knowing that, okay, if I'm not good for me, I'm not good for anybody. One thing I teach in my community is I have the Join the 40 Challenge. That is something new that's actually starting July 1st, and it starts every 40 days with 2 weeks off. And this is a challenge that women are able to join, be around other women, for that communication aspect to really work together to know, okay, how do we really do this? How do we put God first, knowing that you're not alone? And so it's positivity, working on your mental, physical, spiritual, all in that community. And that's something that's very helpful as far as women are able to say, okay, you know what? Let me prioritize myself. Let me, okay, I see this person just said, okay, I just did my run today, or I, you know, read my Bible today and did all these things. That's going to motivate and pump you to say, okay, let me get on the road. But it really comes down to also meditating, setting aside some time for yourself, even if it's 5 minutes. And people don't understand, just 5 minutes a day will do wonders. So yeah. I really teach a lot of those transitional moments. Okay, where is the transition at? Okay, do we need to get up earlier? Do we need to, before you come from your work to in the house? Because we know when we walk in, mommy mode starts. It's no mommy mode break. Kids don't want to hear that.
Right.
So really, it's about, okay, the transitions. Do I need to, before I leave the parking lot, is that my time to reset? Okay, do I drive to the park before I go home to really reset? I need to focus on resetting. And then another thing I do, now this is my favorite part, is offering the retreats, which I know you and I are going to be doing some of that. But offering retreats, I find that I have to remove people out of their element in order to really take it serious and prioritize themselves. And one thing that women have learned in this journey is that there's always going to be something that happens. As they say, you're either going through something, you're coming out of something, or you're getting ready to go into something.
Yeah.
And in the storm. Yeah. And so really removing people from that element, making them really focus and set a plan in place to say, okay, you know what? This is the weight, the heavy weight I've been carrying. Let me release it here in a safe space with other women who are entrepreneurs and moms and all that. We can all relate to each other. And then being able to walk away with a game plan to say, you know what? Okay, now mommy's refreshed. I'm good. I can get more work done. It's just like challenging people to take breaks. And that's another thing that I implement on a daily basis. We have to take breaks. We feel like I have to get this done. Like I have to meet the deadline. But you get more done when you actually make yourself take breaks.
I mean, yes. And I, you know, I know that you are a person of faith. And, you know, I think that having that rest is actually even something God highly, highly recommends. You know, he himself took a day of rest. And I think it's not because he needed the rest, but to show us a pattern in which that we should be thinking of those things. Like as a workaholic, I've had to force myself to not do certain things, right? Like I told my husband, I have a team, so they do a lot of my social media and all that kind of stuff, right? Because it's a lot to do. It's a lot of work. And so I have a whole VA team who I, who other coaches and stuff also use because, you know, that's what they do. And I said to my husband, I said, you know, since my VA team is taking care of my stuff and all the clients that I have and all that, I said, I'm going to literally delete all of the social media apps from my phone for the next maybe 30 to 60 days. I need to detox, Brittany. I need to detox, right? There's just way too much stuff. It's too much stuff coming at us. And I need to spend time with God. I need to spend time with God. And I just finished, actually, it should be launching this week, but I just finished my CEO meeting with God journal. And it's because it's time to like stop, right? So Brittany, I want to know about your faith. Where do you place God? What does he mean to you? And how do you use it with what you're doing today?
Oh my gosh. That's so funny you said that because I can tell people, I thought I knew the Lord until I went through this journey.
Right. And you still don't know him. You know that, right? Like you're going to learn more. Like you said, there's more coming. So...
Oh my gosh, but it has been phenomenal. It has been life changing. Yeah. And I'm telling you, when we really get in God's word, it is something like everything from how to be prosperous, of understanding our worth and our identity. And that's really what birthed it rooted within her, letting people know that we have to start internally, but rooting ourselves in God and his word and putting him first. Yeah. And so there would be times like when people tell me I don't have time, in my mind, I'm like, come on now. I literally was the definition of not having time. But when God was like, no, you have to get up early. You have to really prioritize me. So there would be times I would get up 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. My friends still laugh at me to this day because I'm like, 6 a.m. I'm texting, workout complete, time with God complete. They're like, how do you do that?
That's so awesome. I love that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the days I don't do it, I feel dragged. And it's just, and so much happens. And so really, it's a journey of putting my time in God's word, actually reading his word, dissecting it, reading the different versions to really break it down. Also, getting connected with other authors who are amazing. Like, I had this book, I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but it's by Mark Batterson called Draw the Circle. Oh my gosh. Every time I read that book, something just amazing would happen in my life. And I was just like, okay, there are certain things that are needed to really build the foundation. Mm-hmm. And it builds your confidence. And mm-hmm. the more we read God's word, like, he speaks to everything from how to be prosperous, of really seeking him first. And I realized it's putting God first in every aspect of our life. From I put my business in his hands, oh my gosh, he brings the right people to you. He gets you the resources that you need. Like, the right people, he removes the people that don't need to be, like, perfect alignment. But we have to really trust him. But that's when we surrender and say, Lord, I give this all to you. Mm-hmm, and that has been life changing.
It really is, isn't it? Because then he sends you your ideal avatar, your ideal person. Like, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, but, you know, when I started, it wasn't about putting God first. I thought I could just do it in my own strength, right? Mm-hmm. And I kept hitting walls and hitting walls and hitting walls. And it wasn't until I said, you know what, how about I stop doing that and put God as my CEO and have him tell me what to do, because apparently I don't know what I'm doing, you know? And it was great. I'm glad I did that, because doing that right-sized everything. You know, God is first. And when I did that and started really focusing on him, then he sends me the right client, the right people. I help them the right way, and they're growing and expanding, and the women are off doing their thing. And it's because I actually paused. And that's why I'm really excited about the next 2 to 3 months, because I'm going to pause in all of the stuff and just be with God, you know, because you have to do that. And I think everybody who's listening, you have to take time for God. You have to really start taking intentional time for God, the same way you take intentional time to go hang out or go to a restaurant or go and, you know, work out or whatever your thing is. You also have to prioritize your priorities, right? Yes. So I'm really grateful that you're doing all of this kind of work, Brittany. I mean, it just seems to me like you're really helping them transform from the inside out so that they can then transform their family, their legacies, their corporations, all of that stuff. So what is it? I know that we're going a little bit on time, but I just want to know, if somebody's listening and wants to work with you, what does that look like to work with you?
All they have to do is go to rootedwithinheralltogether.com. And then from there, they can join our 40 challenge so they can be connected with others on this mental, physical, and spiritual journey. If they want to sign up for retreats, all they have to do is just join the wait list. Like, all they have to do is just go to rootedwithinher.com. They can be connected to everything from coaching, whatever it is they need right now in the space that they're in.
Okay. And do they find you on socials under the same handle, Rooted Within Her? Okay.
Yes, Rooted Within Her, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here and for just giving us all those tips and tricks and things for us to do to stop being workaholics and just be. And to, because, you know, I would hate for us to just keep working ourselves to the bone and just die. You know, like, there's more to that. I really believe that we are all designed with a purpose. I believe that God has given us all unique gifts, talents, ways of thinking and looking at things, because he really wants us to reach more people. So thank you so much for being on Straight Talk. I am so glad we did this. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Nina. You're amazing.
Thank you. Guys, I told you, right? I know. I just love Brittany. I loved her when I met her at her podcast. So you guys got to go listen to that too, because that podcast was so good. That's why I listened to it. So make sure you guys go to Rooted Within Her. Go to the website. Make sure that you get on the 40-day challenge and get the book and the podcast and all that great stuff. Because let me tell you, we all have things in our life that we are just stuck in or don't know how to get out of or are in our own way. And there are communities of people out here that really want to help you grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And when you are a person, especially for me and Brittany, because we're both women of faith, you know, when you are walking in that faith and you have God in your life, then don't let the enemy stop you and make you stuck. And don't let the world try to give you their idea of what things should be. Let God tell you exactly how it should be. So get yourself around a community that can help you do that. So thank you guys for being here. I love you so freaking much. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all the deal. You know what to do. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.